Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto's out on the West Coast pushing the buttons, making sure it stays on the air. And Scotty Ray makes it all possible. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's Toby, telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA. Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back, but in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, you got the devices, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher is the platforms to go to use them. So if you're plugged into your iPhone, you're digging your Android, whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? It's that easy. It's all about radio on the go, the various different ways that you go about getting your entertainment on any given day. It matters. We only get you for a brief period of time. We know that. If you're already sitting at your desk and you're dealing with the clunky PC, well, guess what? Take care of your business, you know. And as you're doing that, go to Sports Byline USA. Click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you. Hell, you can't miss it. Best interviews. Entertainment, sports, music, authors, doesn't really matter, you know. It's just really there for you. So if you're getting the kids off to school or you're at work yourself already or you're getting yourself ready for work, getting the spouse out the door, whatever the circumstances are, we are there for you. Now, look, what's most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. Hell, it's a dangerous world out there. I ain't telling you nothing you don't know. You see somebody at uni, do yourself a favor. You'll feel better about it later. Go up, thank them. You'll see the smile on their face. My friend's kid is home on leave from Navy today. I was talking to him. Man, he just lit up. It was like I told him how glad I was to see him and that he wasn't in harm's way. And he really appreciated it. Let's head for the exit ramp right now. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack. I am Black. You are not. Please don't go.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff running right, sprints into the second level, across the 40, 45, 50. Now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks a tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
Second and 10 at the 20. Five-man pressure. Breeze steps away from pressure, throwing over the middle. Got a man open, caught at the 40, steps away at the 30 and 10. Get into the races. Down the sideline at the 10 to the 5. Diagonal into the end zone for the touchdown. 80 yards, Breeze to Ted Ginn Jr.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sonny Roberto's out on the West Coast, and unfortunately, we start today off with some bad news. Tom Benson, the longtime owner of the New Orleans Saints, the guy who turned that franchise around after so much losing, it was just unbelievable, has passed away at the age of 90. Not only owning the Saints, but he also owned the NBA's Pelicans. He was at the Thoroughbred Racing, Kentucky Derby caliber thoroughbreds, and the unfortunate thing is that going down the line, there's probably going to be pretty much of a dogfight as to who's going to end up owning what. He was an amazing figure in so many ways. Having been down in the Gulf when Katrina hit, he walked a very difficult tightrope. The NFL relocated the team to San Antonio. They played in the dome there. San Antonio was very enthusiastic about New Orleans, the same way Oklahoma City was about the Pelicans. And when the opportunity came, the NBA awarded Oklahoma City the old Seattle franchise, and Seattle's been without a team ever since. And they contemplated giving San Antonio, because many people thought that New Orleans would never survive as a city after the devastation of Katrina. Well, they did, and they're still rebuilding, but Tom Benson, once they decided it was not only bad form, but bad business to walk away from New Orleans, jumped in with both feet, and any bad feelings involving Benson passed away in a brief period of time, just as he passed away today, or yesterday, I should say. You know, he was a self-made dude, He was born and raised in the 7th Ward, had very little money. He was born 2 years before the stock market crash in the Great Depression. He was a self-made billionaire, which is absolutely amazing. He made himself through hard work. He had a paper route. He always had some money, to, as he put it, so he could spend it on girls. He had an interesting life. 18 years old, enlisted in the Navy, went on leave, married his high school sweetheart. He returned to New Orleans after World War II, enrolled at Loyola University, dropped out. He became a bookkeeper because he was good with numbers at his local Chevy dealership. The owner became Benson's mentor and eventually offered him a chance to run and hold an ownership stake in a dealership in San Antonio. And he ran and ended up running dozens of car dealerships in San Antonio and in New Orleans. And he used the profits from those to purchase banks. And he took the money from the banks and ended up buying the Saints back in 1985 after hearing from the governor that the Saints were on the verge of being sold and moved to Jacksonville. And he had no great passion for football at the time. He wouldn't know a saint from a devil if you dressed him up in uniforms. But he knew the state was in really bad financial shape in the late 80s. And he knew that the team leaving would be something that would be catastrophic to the economy, not only of the state, but of New Orleans as well. As it turned out, he ended up becoming one of the most powerful owners in the National Football League. He hired Jim Mora and Jim Finks as coach and general manager, respectively. We often do the playoff cut, you know, which is there. And in 1987, and you know, think about this, the Saints made it to the playoffs for the first time in their 21-year history in 1987. So that's a team, do the math, came into the league in 66. Archie Manning was their quarterback for an extended period of time. They couldn't get out of their own way for over 20 years. They hired bad coach after bad coach after bad coach. You know, they had a good one at one point with Bum Phillips, but the team was so bad by that point in time that, you know, they just didn't have any results. And, you know, the field was half empty most of the time. They made it to the playoffs 4 times in 6 years, but they lost in a wild card round each time. Mora began to wear out his welcome as a coach, not, you know, for anything that he did. He just couldn't get over the hump. And Benson started making a lot of noise about wanting to replace the Superdome, which has been a home field advantage for them for a long time, but it's also an old building now. Katrina hit. They flirted with San Antonio, which certainly hurt his popularity and the team's. And the Superdome was being used as you know, basically a giant shelter. I mean, there were tens of thousands of people going on there, in there. And the Saints played the entire 2005 season outside of New Orleans. And I remember back there, you know, for those of you who are familiar with the show, I had a brief gig down in Mobile. And I was able to get Ernie Accorsi on at one point in time. And Mickey Loomis as well. And we talked about what was going to happen to the Saints going forward And the Giants very graciously offered up Giant Stadium and gave the option to all the New Orleans Saints ticket holders to exercise their options, come up and offered it up as a New Orleans Saint home game. It was still a predominantly Giant crowd, but it was a class act at a very tough time on the part of both franchises. And, like I said, after the brief flirtation, they came back to the Big Easy after 2006, or for the 2006 season. Drew Brees joined the Saints early in 2006, and he and the team took off from there. Sean Payton coincided with that, and it's something that the city has never forgotten. As far as Benson himself, from that point on, once they came back and they managed to put the duo of Payton and Breeze together, the fortunes of the franchise itself really ended up taking off. On the first game back to the Superdome, they won a Monday night football game because it was, emotional, and the networks planned it out where they were going to have it. And it really kind of took off from there. And on the other side, we're going to talk about the bond between the team and the community and how Benson was the bridge to that. I'm Bob Black. This is the Sports Attack. Please don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
The rushing yards per game, the big difference. And here's Moore. What a move! Mark Ingram! Ingram. Touchdown, New Orleans.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. And at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA, we're talking about the passing of Tom Benson. And usually in this kind of situation, I would say tragic passing. But, you know, here's a man who lived to be 90. He outlived two wives. He was a beloved figure. Not always, but ended up becoming a beloved figure. Owned two major franchises, the Pelicans and the Saints. Hasn't gotten the results with the Pelicans yet, but they're a much better team than they used to be. And Anthony Davis and maybe Boogie Cousins will lead them forward to bigger and better things. We shall see. He's had his ups and downs. You know, he was convinced to fire Monty Williams, and that was a major mistake. He flirted with San Antonio with his football team, and that was a major mistake. But once they came back, the Saints, and from 2006 on, it wasn't just the team, it wasn't just Benson, it was a unified group of people. And again, living down there at the time, what Peyton and Breeze did, and you know, they got their championship following the 2009 season. At that point in time, it just solidified everything. The Saints are woven into the fabric of New Orleans. And, you know, the family stuff is going to sort itself out. But it has come, you know, that Monday night game and then the championship in 2009, the symbol of New Orleans is their football team. And they talk Mardi Gras and they talk Bourbon Street and it all matters. You know, it's an amazing place to go if you've never been. And there's some amazingly bad things that go on in that city if you've never been. But the relationship between the team, the players on the team, and whether they're new players, old players, the constant has been Sean Payton and Drew Brees. Brees had, and you know, just going back a couple of days when free agency started, Brees has had or had an offer from another team, and he didn't name the team, but I will. It was the Denver Broncos at $60 million for 2 years, $30 million guaranteed. Now, you could make the argument that the Saints and the Broncos are pretty much parallel as far as where they're at in their ability to get to the Super Bowl. But the commitment in Denver and that Super Bowl quality defense, it must have been tempting for Drew Brees to at least look at it. Well, they made the call. He politely said, thanks, but no thanks. And he went back to New Orleans for $10 million less for the same period of time. It's pretty rare that players will do something along those lines. Well, Drew Brees is a unique individual. He and his wife and their children are a part of the fabric of the community. He will be a New Orleans resident for life. And, you know, he's rich enough to own houses in other places. But when he steps off the stage in 2 years, they're going to have a party down there like nobody's business, second only Mardi Gras, more than likely. And then, you know, when Sean Payton steps out, and he's had his ups and downs too, they'll have another one. One thing about what's going to happen afterwards, now that Mr. Benson has passed away, is the family better not screw it up. They really better not screw it up. And, you know, for those of you who remember the Benson Boogie, he was there with his umbrella and he was bopping around and, you know. And But as he got older, it started to slow down a little bit. He's estranged was estranged from his daughter and the grandchildren who was supposed to take the team over. Again, how it plays out, what changed, you know, if there is a will it be contested? I mean, it could end up pretty ugly. He gave a ton of money to various different charities, numerous Catholic charities. He gave an $11 million donation to Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton. $10 million went towards renovating the stadium. Because those of you who ever watched the Hall of Fame game, I mean, you know, no disrespect towards Canton, but the place is a toilet, or was. And Benson changed that. And it got pretty nasty in 2015, as I'm sure he recognized he was heading towards the end. He fired his daughter and the grandchildren, and he ended up saying that his wife, his third wife, Gail Benson, and made her the sole heir to the Saints and the Pelicans. Legal battles in Louisiana and Texas. His competency was repeatedly questioned. You know, this is reminiscent of Donald Sterling. And, you know, to be honest, I don't even know how it's played out. But, you know, I hope that whatever it is, they are able to settle it at some point, because it's just, I'm not a Saint fan. I have no, you know, dog in the hunt, as it were, but you would just hate to see all that good that happened after Katrina, much of it due to the Benson family and the football team and the people involved with it get washed away, no pun intended, because of infighting among the family. So, yeah, it's tough stuff. You know, this is not, you're mourning, you're grieving. It's not the way you want it to play out, but we'll see. People around the league, players, coaches, ownership, Morton Anderson has been making the rounds all over the place, and rightfully so. Obviously something out of Jerry and a lot of the old school owners, you know, the Jeffrey Lurie's and the Arthur Blanks and everybody else, you know, long life. And Sean Payton said, you know, rest in peace, Mr. B. Thanks for your leadership and all that you gave in the city. And thank you for believing in me. You know, and you know, he has a good point there. You know, Sean Payton was not able to get a job for a long time. And he was the one that gave him the opportunity. Payton had gone on tons of interviews. He had a reputation as being a brilliant offensive mind. He wasn't impressive in his interviews. And it did hurt him. So, you know, now he's got a Super Bowl ring, and you know, he would be one of those people that if he became available, teams would be in the hunt to gobble him up in a heartbeat. But, you know, again, perceptions change, but you have to get that first opportunity. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. A lot of stuff going on. Almost upsets. We really haven't had the big bounce yet. A couple of close calls, a couple of, hey, we almost got it right. You know, a couple of 8-9s and all that kind of good stuff. Games that I was talking about and, you know, and looking at scoreboards, when you look at the early games, I pretty much nailed a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff. Oklahoma lost, which I had that one nailed from Jump Street. Trey Young is going to go pro. He's going to be one and done. And understandable. It was in overtime. Good game. Real good game. But URI just played a little better. And in overtime, they just took the game over. Oklahoma's a thin team. They just don't have much. Young showed well. He was 9 of 18 shooting. 3 of 9 from 3, 7 of 8. 7 assists, 28 points. But again, they've got virtually a nothing bench. And the only support that he got, really, Doolittle was great on the boards. And Jamuni McNeese helped him out and chipped in, basically doubled his average for the season thus far. So, you know, OU's out. Trey Young's out. And understandably so. Good win for URI as they move on. And they'll run along, and Trey Young was right out of the NCAA tournament and right out of college. We're right out of the segment. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, more NCAA tournament here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
you just continue to let them run clock and sit in the half court, you're essentially...
10 to shoot. Jefferson all the way to the rim. Finger roll. No, it rolls out. Offensive rebound, though. Derek Bruce takes it. Out to Jefferson. Right corner three. Bullseye. Trey Jefferson. 58-56 Syracuse. 9 seconds. Holder around a screen from Mitchell. Holder flips into the corner. One dribble. Evan steps to his right. Three-pointer off the heel of the rim. No. Ball is loose. 1 second. And a whistle with 4/10 remaining. Frank Howard securing the ball for the Orange. And the foul is on Cody Justice. 10th team foul. That'll mean two free throws for Howard with 4/10 remaining. Syracuse just might survive.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast doing his thing. And Scotty makes sure it all comes together in the end. URI beat Oklahoma, as I said, 83-78 in overtime. Good basketball game. I liked URI in his game, obviously. And they got the job done. You know, Fatty Russell, 15 points in his 21 minutes. It was balanced. URI goes a legitimate 8 deep. And they got just enough. They got out-rebounded and didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but they got it, managed to get enough second chance points to make it happen. They had 16 assists in the basketball game. Ball movement is the name of the game, and so is defense for them. Hurley's teams play defense, and they played it yesterday in their win against Oklahoma. You know, again, he's Trey's going to be one and done, understandably. So, I mean, he'll definitively test the waters just to be on the safe side. But the reality is that there's no reason for him to go back. He'll be a lottery pick and they'll get it done. Loyola Chicago, as I said, now I'm jumping ahead of myself here. I'm sorry. Gonzaga won their basketball game, a very tight basketball game with UNC Greensboro. And with UNC Greensboro having an opportunity to tie it at the very end, there was a three-point opportunity that would have tied the game. They missed it. Gonzaga got the rebound, were fouled, and ended up winning the game by 4 points, 68-64. Gonzaga, as I said, I don't think they're that good. Norvell Jr. had an game. I mean, he had 15 points, but it was on 3 of 12 shooting. Williams and Perkins did their job. Not much off the bench. Crispert was okay, but nobody else. And I'll tell you what. UNC Greensboro, it was a balanced attack. You know, I don't know what James Dickey is going to be capable of doing on the other end in the pros. He's going to stay. I want to see him bulk up, but he's 6'10 and 200 pounds. If he can get 6'10 and 230, there's going to be some NBA teams looking at him in the end of his career. But valiant, but not enough. Gonzaga wins the game and moves on. You know, again, when you look at the NCAA, you're expecting those 5-12 upsets, things along those lines. It just didn't play out that way. Nova had an easy time against Radford, 87-61. And this one was one that, you know, truthfully, Nova just had it in the bag. I mean, Radford was stuck at the 24-point mark or 25-point mark for about 4 minutes into the second half, and Nova just toyed with them like a cat with a toy. And they'll move on. Penn, they gave Kansas a little bit of a grief. It, you know, I'm watching this game, and I had to leave, go to the store, came back, and you would have thought that Penn had taken the lead and Kansas had to crawl out of this gigantic hole. They were pesky, you know? Honestly, it wasn't much more than that. They were just pesky. And, you know, okay. But they didn't threaten them. They didn't threaten them at all. And you were listening to some of the announcers, and they're like, no, they're within 11 now. And, you know, okay, great. They got tapped. I mean, Devontae Graham took care of his business. He was calm, cool, and collected. Like I said, pesky. That's the best way to describe it. They got off to a slow start, and it showed. You know, early on, Graham wasn't finishing. His shot wasn't going down. And he said, okay, keep on shooting. And that's what he did. Yeah. We'll see with Kansas. I mean, I don't have them going particularly deep. But, you know, like I said, this wasn't some monumental upset here that we were dealing with. This was just, you know, Kansas having a slow start. Really what it came down to. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. What other ones caught my eye? Oh, Duke took care of its business. They were up 53-39 at half. And one going away, 89-67. You know, not much there. Bagley took care of his business. Talk about one and done. Grayson Allen had 16. Duval had 19. Gary Trent Jr., 16. Bench really wasn't needed. And I was a little surprised, but Coach K stayed on the accelerator all the way through. Boy, Bagley's a specimen. He's going to be really good on the next level. He really is. You know. K does get the best out of his players. You know, you look at February through March with Bagley. Starting back in February. 12 points against Vatek. Plays Carolina, drops 21. Plays Notre Dame, drops 33. Plays Carolina again, drops 19. And then 22 against Iona. And, you know, he's a kid. I mean, he's 18 years old. When he really starts figuring out, refining his game, as opposed to just playing, he's going to be something. He really is going to be something. You know, again, Duke is Duke. They're that good. Tennessee, like I said, no problem with Wright State. 73-47. Texas Tech, they were down 3 points at halftime. Outscored them by 13 in the second half. Cruising away at the back end. 70-60. But they got away with it against Stephen F. Austin. They're not going to get away with it again if they continue to play like that. You know, Evans dropped 23. He wasn't bad. He was 6 of 10, 10 of 10 from the free throw line, which is really where it mattered. But he got picked up by his teammates. The bench scoring was really good, really good. Smith ended up dropping 9. Moretti had 5. Stevenson had 6. And this wasn't garbage time. This was heavy lifting time because they were literally having a real issue with Stephen F. Austin all the way down the stretch. You know, that 3 seed is justified, but they didn't play like a 3 seed today. They're gonna meet up with Florida in the next round. They're gonna have a little heavy lifting to do. You know. But I'll tell you, it Tech plays like that, Florida will have a real good shot, because Tech did not play a good basketball game today. Like I said, final score a little deceiving, and they were pulling away at the end. But, you know, considering the lengthy, the height of the seed, as it were, not the kind of effort you wanted to see going forward, honestly. You know, Seton Hall was impressive today. They took care of their business. Ohio State took care of their business, 81-73. They struggled like I said they would. Tied at halftime. Outscored them by 8 in the second half. Ohio State's a darn good basketball team. Seton Hall, like I said, taking care of their business against North Carolina State, 94-83. Good effort all the way around. Freeman just couldn't. I mean, I don't want to say he was a one-man team because other people did step up. But Alaric Freeman was brilliant with 30-plus today. And Seton Hall had absolutely no answer for him. But balance with Seton Hall. And they got the job done. They move on. It, again, it wasn't as competitive a game as a lot of people thought, and I didn't think it was going to be. But, decent game. One of the games that was topsy-turvy in a lot of ways, and there were a couple here. I called the upset. I told you what was going to happen with Loyola, and they took care of their business against Miami. 64-62. And one hell of a basketball game. I didn't say they were going to roll over them. I said they were going to, you know, be good and take care of their business. But they really got balanced all the way around. Miami was balanced as well. It was just a hell of a good basketball game. 2 points being a difference. They were tied at halftime. And a tough pill for Miami to swallow. You got the first buzzer beater. You know, Dante Ingram dropped the three, and that was it. 2-point victory, you know. And it is March Madness. It was a long shot, well beyond the key. And, you know, you feel bad for the kid, but Lonnie Walker missed a free throw for Miami that would have given him a 3-point lead with 9 seconds, and, you know. That's just the way it goes sometimes. You know, Miami had it in hand, but they just couldn't pull away, and they let him back in. And the officials, in the first evidence of, hey, we want to get involved in the game, put 0.3 seconds back on, even though there shouldn't have been. And, Miami really didn't get a shot off, but the reality was that it was a hell of a good win. I don't know how deep they're going to go in a tournament, but they're getting pretty much everybody back next year, and that's going to make a difference too. We will see how that plays out. Kentucky barely got by Davidson. I told you that one was going to be tight too, and that was no lie. The freshmen played like freshmen, and Calipari was fortunate. Let's step out right there. As we step aside, we'll come back, wrap up this hour right after this short timeout on Black You're Not. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Lugu absolutely free. The makers of Lugu are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Lugu, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack. Like I said, Davidson, Kentucky. Kentucky managed to just squeak it out. Kevin Knox led the way, man. He was 9 of 11 from the free throw line, scored 25. Hamidou Diallo, Quade Green, Wenyen Gabriel, they did not hit a three-pointer in the entire game, and that does not bode well for them going down the stretch, because when they go up against a few of the elite teams going forward, they're going to be dealing with much more accurate teams that are trying to get it done on their dime. And if you can't drop the dimes, you got problems. You know, they were 0-6 from behind the line. They didn't even try one in the last 9 minutes of the game. And that speaks volumes about their confidence in being able to take an outside shot and make an outside shot. If you're a Wildcat fan, you can't be thrilled about what went on today. It doesn't bode well, and I think it's going to probably mean an early exit for them. We'll see. What else we got here? I'm going to run out of games before I run out of time. Houston and San Diego State was a nail-biter. Kelvin Sampson's team moved on. They had him at halftime by 10, let him back into the game. Houston goes to 27-7. San Diego's going to be what could have been. Man, they had some length on that team. Truly did. And it darn near cost Kelvin Sampson and his boys, because they were struggling down the stretch. San Diego State was cleaning up on the boards, and it was a big deal. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll have more fun and frivolity going forward. Easy for me to say. I'm a highly trained professional. We'll be back.